Okay, now.
And I had my table with the books in the market. One to Cody was asking me if it's actually okay to look for non-gurus, non-sannyasis to write books.
For non-gurus, non-sannyasis to write books? Yeah? Everyone should write books. So people should write books according to their level of realization. But someone read Prabhupada's instruction and they would know how emphatic Prabhupada was that devotees should write books, write articles, write letters to newspapers. It's compulsory for sannyasis. But it's certainly something that Prabhupada wanted from everybody else. Once when Prabhupada went to one of his godbrother's temples, and they had a big display of Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakura's books and Bhaktivinod Thakura's books, and afterwards in fact, they have a printing press there as well, where they print. Afterwards, the devotees saying, "Oh, Prabhupada, they have so many books there." And Prabhupada was referring to, but where are their books? No, where are the Godbrothers' books? He said, why aren't they writing books? I can't remember this. Something phenomenal, like 10,000 titles come out a week in English-speaking language in the world. So if it's just going to be up to the sannyasis and gurus to counteract all that garbage, it's not going to happen. So we should be bringing out 10,000 titles a week also. Devotees don't have any problem talking all the time. Instead of talking, they could be writing. Yeah, there's unlimited topics to write about. Unlimited topics people are writing about mundane things, so what to speak of spiritual things, which is so much greater, so much more. So Prabhupada said, right. And I said, every day, right. That's right, even if it's just a little. And it doesn't even have to be books. There's blog nowadays especially. There's blogs and internet and responding and newspaper or publications, letters, opinions. Writing means preaching. Right now?
No. This is the time I'm going to have, but I always picked the wrong time. I got some meetings coming on.
Oh. But, when are you going to leave exactly?
4.
Okay. So there's some time you're free? Before lunch?
Well, Linda's dad's coming. He's the husband. He's going to spend more time with me. Coming at 11, and I have someone else coming at 10:30. Maybe around, but I did it. You usually take lunch around 1,
right? Well, yeah, whenever it's ready. It can vary.
Yeah, I know not to come after lunch.
So what, when are you having lunch?
I've been usually thinking about 2. So I could probably come around 1.
Yeah, we can just touch bases. And
yeah, that's, I'm going to see you in Budapest. I think so, right? I arrived in Budapest on the
29th, I arrived.
I arrived on the 26th.
Until?
Depends how long it takes me to get my Russian visa. I could be there as long as 10 days. No, actually, yeah, more than 10 days.
So I'm there on the 29th, I'm coming in. All right. So 1 o'clock, are there?
All right.
Okay, thank you. And books are for writing for devotees, writing for non-devotees. And both are important. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote that there are many books for neophyte devotees and for advanced devotees, but there's few devotee books for intermediate devotees. So there's lots of scope. But Prabhupada would explain that one should be realized. Well, he used the word self-realized. So at least you should realize what you're writing about. You shouldn't write about something that's above. Realize means understand, at least. Something else about, and that's our business. That's our family business. Writing. Not one aspect is because it's good for people who read, but actually it's very good for the people who write. At least conscientious writing is real bhajan. You have to get absorbed. You have to. It's our form of bhajan. Bhajan means absorption in Krishna Lila. So when someone is writing, you have to research, you have to meditate, you have to formulate what you say, you have to reread it, you have to edit it, you have to, it's bhajan. And that's the bhajan for the Goshtyanandis, is preaching, and especially writing. So even some of that's a little close. Just shift a little, just over there, because it's hard for me to hear. I think just move a little further back or something. Switch places and. What was I saying?
So
there's
also a
meditation
for
the audience. Oh yeah, it's bhajan. It's absorption. And and by that type of preaching, then further realization comes.
is also a variety of audience.
Variety of?
Variety of audience to consider, that some people are averse to reading an author's name with Swami on the end or any religious connotations, or that Bhakti can be delivered in a, you know, more neutralized.
Yes, so many. It can be direct preaching, it can be indirect preaching, it can take the form of just philosophy, or it can be story, or it can be big audience, big scope. It's unlimited. And devotees should always share what they have, what they realized. Like Prabhupada would say of one of his godbrothers, he has high realizations, but he keeps it to himself. So if one has realization, one should share it.
Devotees have been asking for references for some of the poems in the book.
I can't hear you.
There's been a few devotees who have been asking for references for some of the poems in the book.
They've been asking for what?
References.
Yeah, well, that's one of the features of our writing, is that we reference what we say.
I didn't want to clutter the page with more text or make it a little thicker, so I just wondered what I should do.
That what? You didn't want
to? I didn't want to put more text on the page because I didn't want to clutter the page. And if I put the references at the end, it would make the book a lot thicker, so I just wondered what I should tell those devotees a little.
We should do. We need to reference. Without referencing, then what are we saying? Then it's just, we're saying it's all us. So there's no. That's just part of the book. You can't leave the most essential part out.
Bibliography.
Huh?
I put a bibliography in the book.
Yeah. I did that with Venu Gita when I got a lot of complaints, and probably rightly so. Otherwise, it's our tradition. There's a way of writing also, and unless we're really writing for a different audience, very much a different audience. And in a very different format, when we're writing for devotees, then references should certainly be there. Something else about books. And Prabhupada wanted to write so many books. Mahabharata, Puranas, Padma Purana, Vedanta Sutra. That would be a very, very wonderful project, although I can't do it. I don't know Sanskrit, but to actually do a commentary on Vedanta Sutra with all the references for Srimad Bhagavatam. In other words, what in Srimad Bhagavatam is the commentary to the verses, to the sutras of Vedanta, and so on. Because they correlate, Suhotrapa did something about that, but in the form of a real commentary. Very interesting. Vasyam Brahma Sutra Anam Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary to Vedanta Sutra. Well, how is it a commentary? What's commenting on what? For Vedanta Sutra, you have to be a real scholar. You can't be a dabbler.
Yes, maybe you read anything in either Indian literary circles about anything academic or any of these scriptures, and none of them refer to, you know, the Gaudiya Vaishnava volumes, none of them.
The only Vaishnav that they really refer to and respect is Ramanuj.
Yeah.
Gaudiya Vaishnava.
Not even Jiva Goswami.
No.
Gaudiya.
No. How many did you bring?
2,000. Oh, here? I brought
1,500
here.
Gosh, planning big time.
I met someone who'd like to make the distribution of the monitor and told them there were the different temples in the room. But then we touched by the price of the loss. I was just wondering about that. We wouldn't make so much profit from the other books we got through it. So. Yeah. We can make, if we're selling them in America, we could make some more, but some of them are actually good material. The Indians
aren't
used to spending so much money on the book.
So. In the Indian market, they want generally cheaper. Mm. Although it's a healthy market.
So do you think it would be all right if I really dropped the price just to... We might go to 4,000 or 5,000 in India. Or this year or something.
Prabhupada writes a primary purpose for writing the self-purification. Whether people read, that comes after, and how much they're going to appreciate. But our main business is to purify ourselves. And like Bhakti Chumara said, for instance, Chaitanya Chandradoya Nataka by Kavi Karnapur. It's never been performed. So here he is, eternal associate of the Lord, writing something, and 500 years later it's never even been performed. Maybe sometime. To glorify Krishna, and that's writing is kirtan, sankirtan. That's our main purpose. It's just to glorify, and if Krishna's pleased, then that purpose is achieved. And who knows when in the future someone will people will then recognize that literature as Krishna consciousness movement really spreads and becomes more and more widely recognized, then yes, people will start to appreciate and read those books and literature. So sometime in the future, no doubt, when Kavi Karnapur's play will be performed, will be appreciated, and all of these books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the Acharyas and Goswamis, and they'll also be read, because there's a storehouse of transcendental knowledge contained in it. I was gonna have them bare-chested until the wind started blowing. Still not time. And I don't want to get sick. Hare Krishna.